All right, so Apple had their event yesterday, WWDC, which is their WWDC worldwide. Yes, WWDC, which is their software focused event that they just talk about all their software updates and things. This year was not too overwhelming. It wasn't anything groundbreaking, but visually, I think they did something nice. The first thing I'd like to talk about is they've now simplified all their numbers. So the iPhone, the iPad, the Mac, the Watch, everything now had the same number in terms of their software. So it's going to be iOS 26, macOS 26, watchOS 26. Initially, I was like, but I get it. Simplification is always better. Now you know what year the software was released in. And I think they chose 26 because 2026 is going to be the year that most people will be using those software. So I guess it makes sense. Simplification is always good. The major thing this year was the visual overhaul, which was liquid glass. It makes everything look like liquidy and glassy. But like that's the idea, and I think that look, this is one of the things that I think that we have to experience for ourselves to be able to tell, because I saw a few things where it was a little bit hard to read the text, and for Apple that's quite surprising. But maybe on the screen on the TV when I was watching it, it didn't look like that. Maybe in person it will look better, I can see it better, so let's just see. But this liquid glass has it's all over their softwares and their hardwares as well. So all the Watch, the Macs, the iPad, everything will have this liquid glass feel, and I'm waiting to see how it is in person to make my final verdict. Now quickly go through all the things that they released again. So first up, they have Live Translate, which seems to be a feature that a lot of companies are actually working, and I think that is because of large language models like ChatGPT, because they can understand context. Translation between languages would now be more effective and correct. So I think this would be something that it will make the world a global village. Now I can have a friend in Spain and talk to the person while the person doesn't even speak English, which I think is pretty cool. It's going to make things interesting around the world. So I'm happy that it's coming out. macOS is also getting the glass overhaul again. I want to see how it looks like in person before I make any judgment, because you know it's one of those things. Spotlight is getting more functionality. Now you can take actions within Spotlight. Spotlight is like the search feature on Mac, which I think I enjoyed. One of the things I enjoyed most about Mac coming from Windows, because it made searching for things on your MacBook so simple. Vision OS, none of us have money enough to talk about it, so I'm just going to skip it. Apple TV, they released a couple of shows. I saw Denzel Washington in one of them. I think that Apple TV is severely underrated. I think most guys are going to look at it because they have really, really cool movies, and it has a very high production value, which makes sense because it's Apple. Apple is one of the most valuable companies in the world, but their shows are ridiculously underrated. The iPad is now a computer. They are bringing a lot of features from the Mac to the iPad, which officially in my books make the iPad a computer. Now you have a menu bar like the file edit tools and all those things, so you can, you know, have more options to do in your apps. You also have render in the background, so for instance you're doing something, you render, you can leave the app, it will still be running in the background while you go on other apps. That was not a thing, but now it's a thing, which makes the iPad a computer. Also, they're bringing the preview, which allows you to edit PDFs and do a lot of things, which is from the Mac to the iPad. And the last thing is multi-window. I can do multiple things on multiple windows and see all of them at the same time, which again was not on the iPad, was on the Mac, but now it's in the iPad. I think that's pretty cool. So yeah, that's all the interesting things I saw from the WWDC. Again, this year, as I said, it was not a huge overhaul like functionally, but visually it was. But there were few functional things that they added that I think was pretty cool, and we're looking forward to seeing it. I'm Shomano, and I'll see you next time.